Lovely. It's a wonderful video, isn't it? So this body positive movement fits so perfectly into our religious movement because a core belief of Unitarian Universalism is the affirmation that all people have worth and dignity, that all people have value and should be treated with equality and respect. All people, all bodies. I chose to play that John Legend song earlier for our meditation today because the video shows all the many ways that women are beautiful and all the many ways that women are sad because they don't feel beautiful. I don't know if you picked up on that, but at the beginning of the video, there was a sadness in the little girls and the older women. There was just a sadness because they were so unhappy with their bodies. And I showed that video to my boys, who are 8 and 10, and I asked for their reaction from it. And Desi, my older boy, thought it was a great video, and he thought, yeah, you should play this video in worship, Mom. It's a really awesome song. And he was really excited that there was a female boxer in the video, and she got her nose all busted. He thought that was pretty awesome that women also box and that they get their noses broken and they're still beautiful. And I asked him what he thought of the woman who only had one breast and she had scars on her chest. And he said it made him sad. It made him very sad. And we talked about breast cancer. And he asked me, how do women feed their babies if they don't have the breasts? And we talked about that. And I'm really looking forward to him being in Our Whole Lives, our comprehensive sexuality education course, when he's in middle school, which just blows my mind that he's going to be in middle school in only a year. But Our Whole Lives, we call it OWL, is a sexuality education program that was written by the UUA, the Unitarian Universalist Association, in conjunction with the UCC, which is the United Church of Christ. And it's one of the most powerful tools that we have to combat our destructive culture with our young people. OWL teaches about human development, relationships, personal skills, sexual behavior, sexual health, and society and culture. It provides not only the facts about anatomy and human development, but it helps participants really clarify their values and build their interpersonal skills and understand the social and emotional and spiritual aspects of sexuality, which is so important for our young people to be able to talk about with one another. And they can do that in the Unitarian Universalist Church. And that is one of the things I am most proud of with our church. So throughout the curriculum, I've taught it a couple of times in Tampa. I taught it to middle schoolers. Such a blessing for me to be involved in that. So throughout the curriculum, the basic principle is that all bodies are beautiful and they are deserving of love and affection. And you are beautiful and you are deserving of love and affection. Our youth groups are amazing. Our youth groups are amazing. We are raising strong, confident young people who respect themselves and respect others. I wish that I had been raised in the Unitarian Universalist Church and that I had gone to OWL because I really feel like it would have made a difference on my own self-worth and my own sexuality. So we're really, really blessed. I didn't speak with Regina, our Director of Religious Education, but I know that she has talked about putting together an Our Whole Lives class here in this congregation. So I am looking forward to speaking with her about that because this is a time in young people's lives that they're so impressionable. In those evil messages that are coming in saying we are not enough, that you are not enough, they start listening. They start listening to these messages. And we have to intervene and give them positive messages. So when I was in fifth grade, tell you another story about my struggles. My parents sent me to overnight camp in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. It was called Camp Ozark. And it was a very difficult experience for me. The two most memorable moments in the camp occurred during a team building exercise and in the girls' shower room. So one evening, I was taking a shower in the group shower room, which is horrible for a girl's self-esteem. And I had my towel wrapped around me, and I was walking out, and then she walked in, Susanna, who was the meanest girl in the camp. And so I put my head down, and I tried to escape, but she caught me at the door, and she looked at me, and she said, "Katie Templin, look at you. You are so fat, and you are so ugly, and that's why no one should be your friend." It was horrible. I still remember this, like clear as day, this little girl standing in front of me telling me this. And so I ran out of the shower room and crying, and I went to my cabin, and I put my clothes on, and I retreated to my bunk, and I wrote my parents a letter begging them to let me come home. So the next day, we did a ropes course, which is designed to increase morale in a group. I don't know if y'all have ever done this. Encourage teamwork. Ugh. And most of it was fine. It was okay. And then there was the wall. Ugh, the wall. Oh, yeah, it looks like that. It must have only been, 12 feet high? To me, it looked like 30 feet high. I was very, very nervous. I was terrified, actually, because you're supposed to work as a team to get each girl over the wall. And I wasn't nervous because I'm scared of heights or that I'm against teamwork. I was nervous because I felt fat. And I felt that these girls on the bottom were not going to be able to lift me up, and the girls on the top were not going to be able to pull me up, and I was going to ruin the activity, and then they were all going to hate me. So it was very difficult for me, and I started crying. And my camp counselor pulled me to the side, and she said, "You can do this, Katie. I believe in you. You can do this. Work with your team." And through tears, I agreed to do this, and it worked. They got me over the wall. I really wasn't that fat. It's not, it was, but I had this idea that I was so heavy that no one could possibly pick me up. So I got over the wall, and I was proud. I was really proud when I got over it, but I still felt fat, and I still felt very self-conscious. So it started when I was young, and the bullying got much more brutal once I became an adult. But it wasn't some stupid little girl in the shower room. It was teasing me. It was society telling me that being fat was bad. Terry Torgerson Peterson, she's a cyclist and a writer, anthropologist, and a mom. She's hilarious, and she wrote a fabulous article called "Culture Yells Me Things." And she writes, "Society teaches women that our value lies primarily in how attractive we are to men. And most of us can't help but internalize this message. We're bludgeoned with it all the time. The number one rule to snag a mate is don't be fat. With fat equal terrible firmly established in our psyches, we are also bludgeoned with the message that men, collectively, all men ever, don't like fat women and old, but especially fat. And the only way to be fully human or sexual or attractive is to look like Barbie doll." Oh, Barbie. As a parent, I think about how we can combat these messages that society is sending our children, because the media is a powerful force, and commercial television is the worst. When I first had children, I remember thinking, "I am never going to let them watch commercial TV." Yeah, that didn't happen. That, along with lots of other things that I thought I would never do as a mom, flew right out the window. As reality set in, I realized it's really hard to get anything done with a toddler at your hip and needing your attention all the time. So, dink, turn the TV on. That was very helpful. I have friends that do a much better job with this, with limiting their TV, their children from watching TV. But even then, it's shaping their idea of what is normal. Manipulative advertising and profit-driven media messages are engineered to distort the way you feel about yourself, to distort what you believe about yourself and what you think of other people. So we battle the media for the health of our children. We battle the movies and the television and the magazines, and we can try to censor what we can and discuss things that they see that we haven't been able to censor, talk about what's in line with our values. But it's not just the media that's filling their heads with these images of what a beautiful body is. It's our grown-up casual conversations, including my conversations with my husband. I need to be very aware that my boys hear me when I say things like, "Oh, I look so fat in this dress," or, "No, I'm not having dessert tonight because I'm trying to lose weight." And they see me when I stand on the scale and lament gaining a pound, or when I celebrate that I lost a pound. Children hear everything that we say, whether we think they're listening or not. They're listening. And they are absorbing how you feel about yourself. And they are perceiving that as normal. I tell my boys all the time that fat doesn't mean bad, and that we are all beautiful no matter what size we are, and that I am not on a diet. It's just called healthy eating. But you should be able to eat ice cream and still eat healthy, right? I mean, come on. But then they see me standing in the mirror, and they see that I'm looking at my image with disappointment. And what message am I sending them? The messages that we hear and see as children, the magazines and television that we are consuming, even the dolls that they play with, can contribute to what I call body self-hatred or body angst. We are so critical of ourselves. We get to a point where we might not even like ourselves, and we might not even love ourselves. There are so many people that are in need of healing from the damage resulting from body hatred. Maybe you are in need of healing. I know that my healing continues and will continue throughout my life. We are always in need of healing. Some of us need to really make peace with our bodies and their transformations and all their incarnations. We all desire peace and non-anxiousness and happiness and wholeness. So I was thinking about the times that I felt most at peace with my body. And I thought about when I was involved in my home congregation in Tampa with the women's spirituality group there. I felt really at peace with my body because I was with these women of various ages and races and sexualities. And we explored the feminine divine. And we were empowered by each other's presence. And I participated in the woman honoring adult religious education classes, Cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and Rise Up and Call Her Name, and I began to associate my body with the goddess. And since I was hoping to get pregnant soon at that time, this was over 10 years ago, I connected with the mother image of the goddess, Isis, Gaia, Kuan Yin, Lakshmi, Mary. When I finally did get pregnant, these women gave me what is called a blessing way, which is not a baby shower. It's actually a sacred ritual that honors the mother. They each made me a gift, and I still have the blanket that a woman named Rita sewed lovingly for Desi, and a rattle that someone had, who was a basket weaver, wove for us. And while we were at the blessing way, they washed my feet. They washed my feet, and they blessed me and my body for the journey that I was embarking on as a mom. And they praised my body's beauty and my body's power and awesomeness. I also attended UU Women's retreats. There's a group called Women's Spirit that's made up of UU women. And we went to a camp, UU in the Pines. I don't think they meet there anymore, but they have other retreats throughout the year. And at this one, it was a silent retreat, which was really good and interesting for me, because I talk a lot. But it was good. It was good to be quiet. We also created art, and we made music together. We went on nature walks. But we lived together in a community of women. And in that group, we nurtured our connection with the sacred, however one defines the sacred. And I went from feeling fat and depressed and self-conscious about my body to feeling empowered and loved and, well, like the beautiful goddess that I am. So we can combat this system of oppression and abuse by cultivating nourishing relationships like these, and by choosing new role models, and by being those role models for children and youth. In the book Body Wars, author Margot Main lists several ways we can begin making peace with our bodies. So here's a few. Be aware of what your body does for you every day. It is an instrument of your life, not an ornament for someone else's enjoyment. Create a list of people that you admire and have contributed to your life, to the community, to the world, and think, was their appearance important to their success and accomplishments? Put signs, I'm a huge fan of this one, put signs on your mirror that say, I'm beautiful inside and out. Positive affirmations, just telling yourself this, it rewires your brain to believe it. So put it up on your mirror, put it throughout your house, or just speak it. Give yourself positive affirmations. And remind yourself that your body is not a democracy. You're the only one that gets a vote. You know? I also encourage you to count your blessings, not your blemishes, which we all have. And beauty is not just skin deep. It is a reflection of your whole self. Love and enjoy the person inside. Finally, this is my suggestion. Come to church. Be a part of this community that affirms your worth and your dignity and your value. It is here in this liberal religious community that we gather throughout the week and on Sunday mornings to worship that we stop and we think deeply about why are we here and what are we doing. We gather together to search for the truth and meaning and fulfillment in life. We gather to connect to each other and to a power greater than ourselves. We use videos and images and music throughout the worship service because they touch a part of us that words sometimes cannot touch. When I first saw this John Legend video, I was just like, wow, that is me, and that is me, and that is me, and that's my mom, and that's my grandmother, and that's my best friend, and that's my niece. We are beautiful. When I see videos like that that are put out by John Legend, is a very popular artist. This particular video has been watched over 50 million times. So when I see that it's getting into the mainstream culture, I am filled with hope. Hope because that culture is changing. Hope because women are fed up, and men, feminists are fed up and are pushing back and saying no more. No more talking about women's bodies constantly. I feel hope because it is never too late to love, to learn to love your body, or to learn to love someone else's body. Peace is the journey that we are taking towards wholeness. Peace is the journey that we are taking for a greater well-being. We need to make peace with our bodies. We need to make peace with others' bodies. So this morning, I'd like to say for those that feel negative about your body, I invite you to look at yourself through the eyes of your friends and through the eyes of your family and not with the lens of the media. My boys and my husband think I am the most beautiful woman in the world. With or without makeup, 170 pounds or 130 pounds, with straight or curly hair. Got wicked curly this morning for some reason. I just wake up and it does what it wants, so I'm like, okay, I go with it. I am beautiful. I feel I'm beautiful, and they feel I am beautiful, and that lifts me up. We define what is beautiful, not the TV or the magazines. We, this collected body of people, we define what is beautiful. And we are on this journey towards wholeness together. And that's a blessing. So may it be.